There was a young man, both handsome and rare, that courted a maiden, both comely and fair. He threw by his spade, his scythe, and his flail, to drink with his dearest a bottle of ale. Quoth he, "If thou wilt but yield to me, and let me but sweetly fugle with thee, I vow and protest, whatever betide, I'll be thy bridegroom, and thou'st be my bride." Love is a passion that nothing can quench, but hugging and kissing a bonny brisk wench. The spangles of love which shine in your eyes enticeth my fancy that's fleshly to rise. Come then, dear Betty, and give me a kiss before I enter my pleasure and bliss. I'll give thee a toss in or in my bed, and there I'll make bold with thy maidenhead." The maid, she replied, "Pray be not in haste. You know that I'm honest, both modest and chaste. I smile and I blush to hear you thus prate of hugging and kissing, and know not of what. You know I'm bonny and buxom too, and love to be kissed as well as you. But pray you, young man, first make me your bride, then freely and frankly I'll lie by your side. Your fancy's but feeble, your knowledge is small, your wit and your craft is nothing at all. Though maids do intend with young men to play, they'll sigh and they'll simper, they'll blush and say nay. But he that's discreet will never inquire if love be hot like a flame of fire. If loving embraces once make me love sick, there's no other medicine but my brave Dick." Dick gravely did answer, "I feel by thy thigh, thou'rt modest and chaste as e'er I lay by. And yet for all this, be not in a huff, but grant me a little, since thou hast enough. I know by thy pulse that thy maiden head is heavy like a fetter of lead. Yet I'll do my best thy fancy to please, and cure thee by laughing of longing disease. Your physic is good, by ladies 'tis loved, and is by experience daily approved. Yet it's predominant is to compel a lass that is loving her belly to swell. I will not hazard to have the bold face to sell my name for a job of disgrace. Foul water can quench the flame of a fire, then call for a whore and drown your desire." "Sweet Betty, forbear," dear Dickie did say, "be not hard-hearted, for with thee I'll play. I find you are fickle, unconstant in mind, you change and you hover and turn like the wind. But if your maidenhead in your bones leap, then you're a cripple and cannot escape. You burn me alive, the eyes of a lass resemble in heat a bright burning glass. It is no hard matter to blow to a flame a cock that by nature inclines to the game. But, honey, should I thy proffer deny, I'm guilty of murder if thou shouldest die. Come then, dear Dickie, and give me a kiss, and boldly presume to enter thy bliss. The valley of love affordeth more joys than fields of Elysium, which are but toys."